We are on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. We're really in the middle of a sugya, so I'd like to start again, go over quickly from the beginning of the sugya. Omar Rab Yaakov Shamat Minod Rab Yechanan Tarti. Rab Yaakov said he heard from Rab Yechanan two memories. Shigigas Maisa the Rab Yehuda. Rab Yehuda said that a person was Makadish b'maiso sheini. They were unaware that it is maiso sheini. So she's not Makadeshis, even though be'etza maiso sheini is mom and head yet. But the unawareness brings about that she's not Makadeshis. And it's Kedushay Toys. Shigigas hegdish derameya. Now Rameya holds that theoretically Hegdish becomes Nischalo. The Mezit Afilo becomes Nischalo, becomes Chulin. And that why by Shoigig, she's not Mekudeshes, is also because of the same reason. If she would have known, if he would have known that it's Hegdish, they never would have made the Kedushin. So it's Kedushay Toys. So we have here two cases, Shneyem, Shigigas Maisa l'Rab Yehuda, Shigigas Hegdish l'Rameya, Shneyem Einisha Miskadeshes Be'em. Now he heard, Rabbi Yaakov heard from Rabbi Yechanan, Chode, one of them, the reason is, Lefi Shein Isha Roitze. The Kiddushay Tois originates mitzad the tois of the Isha. If the Isha would have known with what the Kedushin is being made with, she never would have agreed. So that is why it is Kedushay Tois. V'chode lefi she'ein shneyem reitzim. In one of these cases, the reason it's a tois is because by both of them, if they would have known with what they're making Kedushin, they never would have agreed to make Kedushin on such an oifen. So it's Kedushay Tois, Bein Mitzat Ha'ish, or Bein Mitzat Ha'isha. And Rashi explained, the Nafkamina is, if we spoke with her afterwards, and she said that it, to her personally, it doesn't matter with what the Kedushin was made. Do we have to ask him if it mattered to him that he had made Kedushin with either Maisa Sheini or Hegdish? So if I say the tois applies to him also, so then it is not sufficient hearing from her that it doesn't matter to her. She will not become a Kedushin until I'm Boidik the Baal and I hear the same statement from him. If the whole reason of tois is only because of her, so the minute I hear from her that it doesn't bother her how the Kedushin was made, so then she's Mekudeshes, there's no Kedushay tois. But Rav Yaakov said, V'lo yodano, I don't know, hay minayu oma, which one did Rav Yechanan say is a tois mitzat shneim, and which one is only a tois mitzad the isha? Omar Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Yirmiya said, let's figure it out ourselves. Maisa Shaini, if he was Mekadisho with Maisa Shaini, and she was unaware that this was Maisa Shaini, Ihi loinichalo, she, Zicha, is not happy that the Kedushin was made with Maisa Sheini, Mishum Tirche Deuche, because since the Kedushin was made with Maisa Sheini, she can only derive benefit from this Maisa Sheini by going up to Yerushalayim. If she would have known, she never would have agreed to such a Shavyas to make Kedushin, since it involves a Tirche Mitzido. Ihu, the husband, who was also unaware that he was Mekadish with Maisa Sheini, If he would have known, that wouldn't have stopped him from being mekadosh b'maaser sheni. Ihu nechele denikni itzim memele. He has no problems in this. He's kaina wife. She has to go up to Yerushalayim to derive benefits. That's her problem. But mitzidoi, there's nothing wrong that he was mekadosh with maaser sheni. El hegdish. But if he was mekadosh behegdish b'shoigik, it was Moishel Hegdish. He didn't know that this is Moishel Hegdish. She didn't know that it's Moishel Hegdish. Tabayu Leinechelu. Both of them are not happy how the condition was made. The Naschil Hegdish Al Yodayu. That means if condition will be condition, so come out, both of them caused a Chilul of Hegdish. The husband will be moil behegdish because he was mitzi mamin hegdish mirshus hegdish lushus hegdit, and by her accepting this, she was misaviv that hegdish should be nischalo. If they would have been aware that this is mois hegdish, both of them would never have agreed to make this kedushin with this moitz. So therefore, it is kedushe tois bein mitzad ha'isha ubein mitzad ha'ish. So that is pshat in Rabbi Yechanan's memre. That's how Rabbi Yirmiyahu wanted to explain Rabbi Yechanan's memre. The Rabbi Yaakov Oma, and Rabbi Yaakov said, Ipche bistavre milo yikar lameima, I hear your svare, but I'm not convinced that this is the true svara. I could say a opposite svara. Maisa ihi loinechelo. By Maisa, if she would have known that it's Maisa sheni, she zicha would not have been happy with making the kedushin with Maisa sheni, mishem tircha deuche, because since the kedushin is with Maisa sheni, she has to be oila li Yerushalayim in order to derive benefit from it. But ihu also leinechele. If he would have known that this is Maisa Sheini, he never would have married her with a Maisa Sheini. Why? Mishum unsa diyuchem. We had two pshatim in Rashi. So Rashi had explained as follows. The first pshat in Rashi was that if he was mekadosh with Maaser Sheni chutz l'Yerushalayim, and let us say the Maaser Sheni is worth a shava pruta, so chutz l'Yerushalayim, the Maaser Sheni is worthless because it cannot be eaten chutz l'Yerushalayim. So the whole kiddushin will only be chal when she brings it to Yerushalayim, and then it comes out that she had received from him a shava pruta. And what will be if she loses it? And it seems noshim are olo to lose it. If she loses this maaser sheni, so if he still wants to marry her, he'll have to give again maaser, he'll have to give again a shava pruta. So Maaser Sheni is such a commodity that it is not worthwhile for him to be Mekadosh or Chutz l'Yerushalayim. Since Chutz l'Yerushalayim, she as yet is not married, and he's not assured that she'll be married with this Maaser Sheni, since she might lose it before she gets to Yerushalayim. So therefore, if he would have been aware that this is Maaser Sheni, he also wouldn't have given this to Lashem Kedushin. So it's Kedushay Tois Mitzidoi Gamkein. That is one Mahalach in Rashi, and then Rashi and Toises have another Mahalach, that Be'emesin, the Kedushin is Chal Chutz l'Yerushalayim. Since it's Darko Lalois L'Yerushalayim, and there it is worth a Shava Pruta, so we consider wherever it is, it has already the Shavius of a Shava Pruta. because it's oimed to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Now the husband, if he would have known that this is Maaseh Sheni, he wouldn't have given this to her because he's afraid Shema Teyotzev. That means if she loses it before she gets to Yerushalayim, so even though she's married already, but she'll feel bad and she'll have tainus on him that you gave me Mois Kedushin that I was unable to have an offram. So even though in Lomdus it's considered I got a Shevaput and I married, but she'll have tainus on him that the Mois Kedushin that he had given her, she was unable to derive an offram. So therefore, if he would have realized that this is Maaseh Sheni, he never would have given it to her. So Rav Yankiv says, so there's a svara to say by Maaseh Sheni that that it is a tois, if the both of them were unaware that it's Maaseh Sheni, so it is Kedushei tois bein mitzad Habal ubein mitzad ha'ish. Ela hegdish bishloime ihi loinechelo dinaschil hegdish al yodo. Ela ihu min loinecho le dinikni itze memela. Now this is a very difficult gemara. Now let us see what Rashi says. Bishloime ihi loinechelo dinischel hegdish al yodo. That she is not happy that she should be the source that Hegdish should be Nishalal al Yoda. The ma hano yesh lo bechiluloi. What benefit is she deriving that the boy's Hegdish is becoming Nishalal? Im loy se kablanu. Let's say, if she wouldn't have accepted this money, if she would have known that this is hegdishtike money, and she wouldn't want to accept it, yitztarech zeh lekatsho beheter mishaloi. So then we'll have to give her mutadike money, his own money, not hegdishtike money. So why should she agree to get married with hegdishtike money? She's not accomplishing anything. He wants to marry her, so let him give her good money. He should give her such money, and through this Kiddushin, Hegdish should be Nishalal through her, that she's accepting this money for Kiddushin. She's not deriving any benefit from this. And therefore, we say that since she didn't know, so it's Kiddushei Tois. Because she doesn't want, she has no reason to want that the Kedushin should be chal with this money. Let her give her different money. But him, Rabbi Yaakov says, the husband who did not know that this was hegdishtike money, by him it's not Kedushei Tois. The nikne it's memele. Va'af al pi sha'olov l'shalem l'hegdish. Now, he'll have to pay hegdish. He'll have to pay hegdish that, he was mailed by hegdish. He took hegdish to get money. And there was Mekadosh and Isha with it. And let's just add on, and he'll have to bring a korban also. That means this mistake is a very expensive mistake, besides the Yaveira involved. I mean, we're talking about he's not gaining any money, he'll have to bring a korban and an aveira also. But this is, all these inyanim are not factors to make it a kedushei tois, to say if he would have known he never would have made this kedushin. So Rashi says abahashta mi anichalei. He's happy. Shema ein loy mishaloy achshav klum. Maybe he didn't have any money. This was the only money he had. So Memele, so taking everything into consideration, was a good thing. He got an isha, she's married, it became this chalo, he got an isha, so mitzi doi, it's not kedushay tois. Mitzi doi, it's kedushay tois. Now, I'd like to be ma'ire to her ores on this Rashi. Number one, Rashi had said before, the nafkemine, if it's mitzido kedushay tois, or mitzidoi kedushay tois also, is if we approach her and we ask her, do you know the kedushin, everyone's giving her mazel tov, yeah, she's married, doesn't it? Someone comes over to her and says, you know, this money that was given to you was hegdish tike money. I don't know. Does it bother me? So if I'll hear this from her, so it's igoli milsel amafrei, it wasn't kedushay tois. I hear that it doesn't bother her. That was hegdish, was neschal al yoda, so she's married. But if there's a reason that it should be kedushay tois mitzidoi, so you have to approach the husband also. You have to ask him. Now I know mitzidoi, it's kedushay. Now I have to approach the husband and ask him, you know, this was hegdish tike money. Are you b'di'evit? Are you happy or not? You have to ask him. If you don't ask him, it's kedushay tois. So if we say that it's a tois mitzidoi, so we have to approach him also in order to assure that it should be kedushin. So here Rashi says it's not a tois mitzidoi, and Rashi makes the whole scenario because he didn't have any money, and taking everything into consideration, he doesn't feel too bad that he was Makadisha with Mois Hegdish. Fine. A fellow, we will understand this, but you see, I have to approach him. Who says this was the scenario? Didn't have any money. Maybe he had $1,000 in his wallet. He thought this was his money. He gave him this money. I mean, so how, if the whole nafkamin is, do you have to approach him or not? You have to ask him. If he says that, if he says it doesn't bother him, fine. I mean, in all cases, if they say it doesn't bother, I mean, it's kedusha l'mafreya. But you have to approach him. Then I had another ha'ore. Rashi explains the difference between her and him. When it comes to her, so Rashi says, she should be the guinea pig, Hegdish should be neschalol al yod, even though the Beir he'll be over, but she should cause a chilul Hegdish, wants to marry her, let him give her the money. So when Rashi speaks about her, it's a tois, because she doesn't have to get married with the b'di'evedike money, with chilul Hegdish. Let him give me other money. When Rashi speaks about him, so Rashi says that Rashi made a new scenario. Rashi made a scenario, he doesn't have any money, and if it's either now or never, so it's worthwhile. So it's very interesting. We have a klal by Anisha, Tavla Mesev Tandu Mila Mesev Almala. A woman has a greater interest to be married than a man. That's the klal. Anisha is Tavla Mesev Tandu Mesev Almala. And here it's been a hapahu. Here, she, all of a sudden, she's very independent. I should get married with hegdish tike money. Let him give me different money. If I would have known, I never would have been maskim. And by him, Rashi speaks out the scenario. He doesn't have any other money. So, l'cheir, it's very modern. So I thought, perhaps there's a posha to Teretz. I saw later the Rishayim ask a similar question. They don't say this Teretz, but I thought they could say a very posha to Teretz. Tav l'meisev tandu mil l'meisev almala. when Chazal used this, is that a woman is not so particular who her husband is going to be, as long as she'll have a companion. That's the Gemara in Yevamos. At least she has a husband. A man is more particular who his wife is going to be. That's the yesod. That's the difference between a woman and a man. So a male could be he on a sentence. He gave if she would have known that it's Hegdish, I should get married because of Hegdish. So someone will whisper in their ears, listen, he doesn't have any other money. So I'll get married to someone else. I need him. I need... That means that alone is the biggest reason. She doesn't want to do that. Hegdish should be this chalal yoda. That irks her. That bothers her. She should be the cause of chilul Hegdish. That Shizika doesn't want. So you'll tell her, but he doesn't have any other money. So marry someone else. I have to marry him because he is old, all 100 milers. So marry someone that's 90 miles. Because of 100 milers, I have to be Mechalol Hegdish because of that. Forget, a woman is satisfied with someone with not so many milers. If he doesn't have money, I'll marry someone else. Masha'in came by him. He is very particular. So Memele, if by him we can create a scenario. There's a big line of 20 other potential chasanim who want to marry her, and then he was first on the line, and all of a sudden he lost his wallet, and if he says wait a minute, he lost it, it's fafalan. So Memela, so there Rashi says that so it's easy chenicha that. The Shitalei Neidel of me also throws in a vote. Well, there was Beshaigig. He brings a Kolbin. You know, it's not... he got a wife. He got... didn't have any money. He got a wife. So, Memela, everything cancels out. Al-Kaponim, this more or less is Pshat in Rabbi Yaakov. Now, let us go further. We have Moiradik HaChidushim in Agamo. Boi Minei Rove Mirav Chizde. Now we are speaking according, Rav Meir had said in the Mishnah, Rav Meir is, the Gemara here is saying, a Mordechai Mahalach in Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds, if a person is Mechalal Hegdish, if a person is Nanim in Hegdish, so it goes out L'chulin, Bein B'Shegik, Bein B'Mezid. In all cases, goes out L'chulin. But if a person is Mekadish and Isha with Mois Hegdish, she is not married. Because it's Kedushe Tois Mitzido, Kedushe Tois Mitzido, that's whatever it is. But she is not married. So now the Gemara asked Hashayla, Boy Minei Rove Merav Chizde, Isha Ein Miskadesh. So here, Hameyol, she's not Mekudish because it's Kedushe Tois. Mois Maoshe Yeitzeluchum. But what's with the money? Lemaisa, there was an attempt to be Maitzi Mois Lahul. There was ignorance. But he took this money, he gave it to Lashem Kedushin. There was a Hitzah Me Mois Hegdish Lahulim. And Halacha, she's not married because, it's Kedushay Tois. But does the money, like this, when a person is Moil Bagdish, it goes out Lahulim. What's with the money? She's not married. But is the money chulin or is the money hegdish? So Rav Chizda answered him, Amalei, Isha ein miskadeshes mois ech yetzel chulin. I don't understand your shaila. Nothing happened over here. Nothing, there was no yetzel chulin. The money, nothing happened to the money. If lahaloche, there's a din of Mile behegdish, your mighty it lechulin. You took it from one rishus to another rishus. You took it for yourself, let's say. You took it for yourself, or you gave it to someone, or you purchased something with it. So that alone, the yhaitzah, milshus gavoya, loshus edyit, that's a gzela, that's mile, and that makes that the money should go lechulin. But over here, after we will be mevara, She says, if I would have known that this is Hegdish, I never would have accepted it. I'm not getting married to you with this money. And he says the same thing. If I would have listened, I never would have given it to her. So Lemaise, who does the money belong to? Does the money belong to her? To Ketor? She doesn't, the whole Kedushin was Betois. So there never was a Hitzor Mershus Hegdish. Nothing happened. They were under the impression they're getting married. But now that we find out that the whole thing is a Toys, there never was a Hitzor Mershus Hegdish. The money, so nothing happened with the money. So the money is right to Hegdish, to the money. And we'll see a little later, the Gemara will explain this a little better. So let us see what Rashi says. Ishe hakamrinin da'enim ukadeshes b'shikigas hegdesh l'rameya. Mois ma'u sheyetze l'chulen lehonis me'mata. Now can a person have enough from the money? V'zei yischai b'em kolvamil. He was moitzi mois l'chulen. So the Gemara says, ha'ich yetze l'chulen b'amei yetze m'shus hegdesh. Acharei shein divreim kev. If nothing happened, there was nothing happened whatsoever. The whole thing is a toys. So my mail, there's no din aitza l'chul. Let us go a little further. Boy minei rabchiya barovin merabchist. Okay, I hear what you said by Kedushin. Nothing happened. The money is hegdish, garnish. B'mechamai. What's going to be the din? A person has mois of hegdish. He goes, he didn't know that it was Hegdish, the Meicha does not have Hegdish. He goes and he purchases something. He gives, he wants to purchase something with Moishal Hegdish. The later we find out it's Moishal Hegdish. Now, what's with this money? Did the money be, was he Koine the Chayfetz? Did the money become Chulen? Or Malay, Af Bemecha Loikone. So he answered him, he wasn't Koine, though. It's a Mekach Tois. If you would have known, never would have given this money. If the Meicha would have known, he never would have accepted. So nothing happened. This whole thing, even though there was a pu'ula of Mekech and Memka, but this whole thing is a toys. And since it is a toys, so Memele, so nothing happened. He wasn't Koine, and the Mois is Hegdish. And here Rashi elaborates a little bit more. B'mecha mai, lokach achetetz b'mois Hegdish. Bershoigik l'rameya, konoi loikone. Loikone, he wasn't koine. V'lo yotsu mois l'chulen. He's not koine, number one. Number two, the money is not yotsi l'chulen. V'ein mi'ile l'rameya begdeshes. Now here Rashi defines. We know there's a din of mi'ile. Ish kisimel mal v'chota b'shkogo mikotshei Hashem. There's a whole din mi'ile b'shoigik. Zogt Rashi, according to Rameya, Ella ba'oichel, oichlei hegdish. You know what the din meal is? Not by money. A person ate hegdish, so he ate hegdish, it's finished. I mean, he ate it. There was food that belonged to hegdish, there was an apple that belonged to hegdish, he ate the apple. No, he ate the apple. So he was an enemy in the hegdish. So memela, so then he has to pay keren v'chaimish. That's the din meila of hegdish. But the other din meila of taking away, stealing from hegdish, taking out of reshus hegdish, that is dafke, if it is dafke taken out. Let's say, according to my bemeizit, the person knows it's Hegdish, the Moicha knows it's Hegdish, the Lekech knows it's Hegdish. Doesn't bother me. He wants to steal it. Fine. So then there's a din of it goes, it's Yetzel Lechula. That is not Yetzel Lechula. But over here, I will make the Mois Hegdish, ain't loy me'ile, b'chol mokim shehein, shame hegdish aleihem. So it's hegdish. This is wherever it is. The money. Nothing happened to the money. This whole transaction was done by mistake. So nothing happened. Bemezid. This achilu. Then it's yaitze. Bemezid. It's yaitze lachul. My money, but not b'shayke. Now let us see Taisvis. We'll see more of the kazachin though. Af bemecha loikone, this is according to Ramei. V'loi yotzu mois l'chulen. And v'loi yotzu mois l'chulen. the money does not become chulin. Vein mila l'rameya ella ba'oichel hegdish. Avol v'moitzi hegdish, if a person spent hegdish to get money, ain loy mila, there's no mila. The chalmokim shehu, wherever the money is, it's by the moicha, it's by the lekeach, there's no moicha, there's nothing, nothing happened over here. B'chalmokim shehu, shame, hegdish chalolov. There was no transaction with it. If it's for toys, halachically it's worthless. So shame, hegdish chalolov, t'chalechi, the ise be'gaza, the rachmona ise, kivin. The Iave Yoda lo have a mapping. If he would have known, he never would have done this. So this transaction is worthless. There's no transaction. Transaction betois is not a transaction. Avol b'meisit. But what is, if he knew that it's Mois Hegdish and he goes and he wants to buy with Mois Hegdish, the Kiddish, then she'll be married. If he took money of Hegdish, he knows and she knows, and then the one that will get married with money shall like this, so then she's Mukadeshes. The Rameya Litaimei, the Oma Hegdish Bemezid Mischalom. Rameya holds, we'll see there's a Machlekes Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Holdin Chilul Hegdish is only Beshagig. Rabbi Yehuda holds the din of Chilul Hegdish is a filu by Heitzos Mammon. We'll see soon. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. In Ramei Old, no. By Tzoras Momen, B'Shoigik, there's no Chilul Hegdish. In B'Meisit, there's Chilul Hegdish. U'mapik lo mikro. We'll just, let's say the words, and then we'll see there's a Mordeka Ma'ashoye that explains Taisus. U'mapik lo mikro. Ramei learns out from a posik. The Simel Mal. It says by Mile, Simel Mal. Ve'ein Mile Elo B'Shinui. Mila means that he was Mishane. He changed the ownership of the money. He was Miyuchad Legavoya and he took it for himself. Klaima, Bemezit. Dim Yilze Legozloi. If he wants to steal it, Yiknenu Miyad. So it becomes his. According to Rameya, there's a Moiradike Chiddush over here. That Gezel Hegdish in Mominis is more successful than Gezel Hedyid. Gezel Hedyid. I steal something from someone, belongs to him, doesn't belong to me. Yish is not Koine, it doesn't belong to me. By Gezel Hegdish, you take away from Hegdish automatically. Remains it? It belongs to you automatically. It's yours. It's yours. That's Kisimel Mal means Remains it. So if he wants to marry a Bemezit, he wants to take away this money from Hegdish and give it to this woman, so then it becomes Chula. V'raya de simel mal have a Bemezit, de chsiv gabi soite, gabi ish ki siste ishtoi umola boi mal. It says the same lotion of me'ile by a soite, Bosom al kochach bemezit koma. The vadik she mezane mezide. When she's mezane, she's a mezide. The pasha is speaking about an ashes Yisrael. If she was a shegege, she didn't know, so she's not also. But he like nisposa matem. If Echmein was speaking about that, she's a mezida. So simel mal means bemezit. Now, in order to understand what Taisvis. What Taisus is saying, Taisus is Marich. Let us just see the Marshal, and we'll begin to understand the father Taisus. The Marshal is on Daf Yud Amid Aleph Bedafe HaMarshal. Now it's on the first column, the last tikkun on the first column, Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Af b'mecher ve'ein me'ila l'rameya ela ba'ichu ve'ein mila ela b'shinui klayma b'meisit. Ad kan l'shoyne kol devreim tzrichim biyum. So he explains as follows. Mishum de divrei Rabbi Yehuda gabei hegdish mefulish b'ka. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with this whole shtick Torah. Rabbi Yehuda says in our Mishnah, let's just appreciate what Rabbi Yehuda says in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says that if b'shoigik kidesh, Rabbi Yehuda holds, if a person took moi shel hegdish, he did not know it's moi shel hegdish, he gave it to the isha, he said, arei mekodeshesli, the halacha is she's mekodeshes. And let's be moisif noch hashtikol. She's mekodeshes, the money became chulin. What am I, he took moi shel hegdish, he knew, he did not, the money becomes chulin. And the minute the money becomes chulin, there's a merdi kepnei Yeshua, so if the money becomes chulin, there's no toisa, it's finished, that's done and over with. That means, according to Rameya holds, if the whole transaction is a toisa, there's no mila, nothing happened with the money. So Mamela, then we have to give each one that we have to ask each one, if you would have known, whether you would have been masking for the Kiddushin, they say, Zichanat, some amelis, nothing happened, there was no Kiddushin, no transaction, Golnish, because this is according to Rameya, that if there was a transaction betois, so nothing happened to the money. Rabbi Yehuda holds, there's no such thing. You, the din of Mila B'shoigik is, just, you took money, and you wanted to marry Isha with it, you were by your Hegdish. It's over and done with. You took money from Hegdish and you gave it to Anisha. The money is chulin. So that's finished. So now there's no questionnaire to give them. If you, it's over and done with. Are you happily married? Yeah, happily married. Now, I feel regretful that it had to come out through such a way. But Lemaisa, it's over and done with. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no questionnaire that is given to the husband or the wife, because the Chilul Hegdish came about by her wanting, by her, Lemaisa, the Hegdish became Chul and she was kind of the money and finished. So they're married. B'shoike Kiddush according to Rabbi Yehuda. Soktamarsha, Rabbi Yehuda has a posik. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have any problems. He says like this. Mishum de divrei Rabbi Yehuda gabei hegdish mefurish bekra. Rabbi Yehuda is enough in the posik. Dechsiv, ki simoil mal, a person will be moil behegdish, vechoto bishgogo. Now, what does the posik tell us? The posik tells us this, a mihile bishogig. Arei mefurish. The Bishgoge Yesh Mila V'loy B'meizit. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he learned Chumash and the Pashtun Dekos like him. He has no problems whatsoever. Hutzachu Leima. So now Taisi had a problem. What did Rameya do with the Pasuk? Rameya Svirelei Dechoto Bishgoge Dechsiv Hainu Dav Kelinyin Oichel Hegdesh Kedolakama. We take this posik ishki simel mal v'chota bishkogo, and we cut up this posik in two halokim. Ishki simel mal ein mila eloshinoi. Simel mal means I took away from Hegdish. Period. That's talking about it. Did it be amazing? The mishogik you can never take away from Hegdish. V'chota bishkogo is speaking about I ate a dover shal Hegdish. So that is mishogik. That Meya cut up the posik and he made into two chalokim. Avol b'moitzi mois loyshayich b'mila. But if a person, the gather of shinui, of being mishane, mirshus govoya, lirshus hedyin, is not possible b'shoigig. The chol mokim shu shem hegdish olof. Umiyu b'mezid mischalu l'rav Meya. Mishum shinui sheshino liknoisa olagoisla mishus hegdish. He wanted to take it away from hegdish. He took it away. Not only wanted to take it away, he took it away from hegdish. Meshikos vatoisis lekamon v'yalef lo. So Rameya learns the timel mal meizid mashme. Now where did he get this? K'may gabisoyte. So therefore Toisus had to say that from the pasuk alone you see it speaking about two cases. Here it says v'chota bishgog, and here it says simel mal. And simel mal by the parsha of Saita means amal aboy mal is gematria mezid. So simel mal is also mezid. So here it says v'chota bishgog. So al kochach we have to separate the pasuk. The din meila is b'mezid, and v'chota bishgog is speaking about achila. Maybe Rabbi Saita d'chsiv losh and mo v'hi mezid. Now. Well, we didn't learn yet in Ivanik and Taisvis, but let's just see what the Mashal says. Now, Taisvis had a big problem. Taisvis had a big problem. If, according to Rameya, there's a din me'ila b'meizit, and if I steal it, it becomes mine. Amir de Kechidush. So Taisvis had a problem. The Pasuk says, when a person wants to be paid the Hegdish, it says in Pasuk, V'nosan ha-kesef v'komloi. You give money and it becomes yours. So there's a mashmois from this Pasuk, the only way it can become yours, V'nosan ha-kesef v'komloi. According to Rameya, there's another way it can become yours. I wouldn't like to advertise it, but you just take it, it becomes yours. And the Pasuk seems to be saying, V'nosan ha-kesef v'komloi. This Kasha Taisus is going to ask soon. V'kro de-nosan ha-kesef v'komloi de-mashme. The v'komloi seems, then it'll be v'komloi. The einu mischala b'meizet elai de-nesinis kesef tachta. Einu le-mitzveh. That means, el-chiyit, yeah, I mean, el-chiyit. He wants that the Hegdash should belong to him. That's the only way it'll become his. If he wants a deck, it should belong to him without doing an aveira. Im loishina l'knoisa b'gzeila, if he doesn't want to steal it, so that's how it becomes his. V'hach tein mila ala b'shini, m'seches mil b'hei kanen, ach mashkos ramei l'taim, yamabila mikor ki simel, yuske b'ach misla osu m'ramei v'doi. So b'kitzel, so that is what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is saying, that the Pasuk, the way we're learning now, the Pasuk is speaking about two different eifanim of Mila Behekdish. There's a Mila of Shinui, that he was Mishana Mirshus Gavoya, he took it away, Mirshus Gavoya, Mirshus Hedya. And this Rameya holds, this is only accomplished if he's aware that it is Hegdish and he's taking it away. And that's the only way this shini can occur. Not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also has got aware, unaware. He took it away from Magdish. That's a din mila. And then there's a second chelik in the pasuk v'chata bishkog, which is speaking about he ate a davar shel Magdish. Where there is a din mila b'sheik. So now let us finish the Taisvitz. Let's go back to Taisvitz. Ukra the v'nosan hakesef v'komloi. So Taisvis says, according to Rameya, a person is capable of making mois hegdish your own. So what does Rameya do with the pasuk here? It seems v'komloi, it only becomes his. So pidyin le mitzvah ba'alme. The lashon bothers me very much. Le mitzvah ba'alme. And they say, well, if you want, you can steal it, you know, if you want to do a mitzvah ba'al, it's a mitzvah ba'alma. Okay, the loshna, but that's the intent of Taisvis. Tais means, if he doesn't want to be a gazlan, that's how you die. He wants to be an elachid. That's how you do it. The belav kesev u'mischal olam yirzel agozle. He could do through a different knife, and he can make it his through gzeila. But if he's an elachid, it's done through v'nosan akesev. Period. Now let's go further. Bekitza Taisvis just now was machadish amir de kezach, and let us say oisaveinik what Taisvis is going to ask, and then we'll try to figure out what Taisvis is going to answer. Taisus said in Rameya, Amir de Kechidish. The Rameya made the Kechidish. That Rameya holds that Ish Kisima Mal means if a person wants to steal Hegdish, it becomes his. Once they seal it, it becomes his. Hamadik Echidish. Fine. We had in the Mishnah, and that is why, according to Rameya, so the Mishnah says, Kidesh B'shoigik Eina Mekadeshes. Because B'shoigik is nothing. There's no transaction, the whole thing is B'toys, the money is Vaita Echidish, nothing happens. Eina Mekadeshes. If both of these people are Shkotzim, they're Shoim, and Kadesh, she's married. It's in the Navla, but it's nothing to do with the marriage. The marriage. That is by Hekdish. So, the Mishnah is telling us, according to Rameya, it becomes his, but other Mephoshim speak out that it becomes his and hers b'mazachas. Means by giving it to her, becomes his, and then hers. He's Makadisha with his money. It's Labadik. He steals, it's his and hers, and finished. He's married. That is by Hekdish. Now, the Mishnah says by Maisa Shaini, but he was Makadish with Maisa Shaini. Bain Beshoigig, Bain Bemezid, Eina Mikodeshis. That matters.